Put it on.
Okay, that's fine. We're up to daf. Laminum base.
Laminum base?
Laminum base. We're up to laminum. Today's daf laminum aleph. Today's laminum aleph daf laminum base. Let's start from the Gemara.
Laminum aleph from the top.
Let's start from Amar Le'Rabbi Yevadil. Rabbi Ami. Case we're up to Rabbi Ami. We're getting a new Gemara, new volume.
Yeah.
We have a few more lines. We're not finished yet. Okay, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, okay? The last long days, Rabbi Asi, the Havu, do trace of the condition of the Betveria. Even though they had it at their disposal, Tlesar is 13 Bote Kinosias Betveria, Lehavi Matsu, Ela Bene Amude, between the pillars.
Why is it besmeidah referred to the pillars? Why can they say?
Why is it called? I don't know the answer. I guess because al shloisha dvar al
No, there's something much deeper than that.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
This is a pidrashi saying that.
I do not know the answer. This is an expression. The bnei amudi means the pillars of the besmeidah. Next, itma. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbi Benu Amar Halacha of Yehuda Shama Mishum Elos Ben Azaria. The Halacha is like of Yehuda that says Elos Ben Azaria. And what did he say? He said. He said what he said. This halacha, we just said again. This halacha. No, we said it already twice. On the top of the page, we said the same exact thing. He said, that is the eighth halacha. He's coming to reinforce it. That was the previous halacha. The question is, Musaf. When you daven Musaf, we have three opinions. The last halacha in the Mishnah Yudah Ayub Huda Omer Mishmoy in the name of Elos Ben Azaria Kol Makom Sheyesh Sham Chever Ir Yachid Potter B'Tfilas Hamusafin. What does he hold of the halacha that Yachid does not have to daven Musaf if there is a tzibur in the city davening Musaf? You yoytzei with the Tfilas Musaf of the tzibur. But if you have a situation where the tzibur is not davening Musaf, for the example the Gemara gave was there was a Maya Shahaya where the army came to town and disrupted everyone from being able to daven Musaf, then the Yachid has to daven Musaf on his own. Good?
And
now what is the halacha? The halacha is halacha, why does he need to say this? Because we have to reinforce, since we sit on the top of the page, that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'ama, Mishmuel, I don't have to say no, the halacha is indeed like it. What do we always say, Rishol? Whenever the Gemara says, Pasen's the halacha, you can bet your bottom buck that that's not the halacha. And here is a case in point.
Yeah.
Here the Gemara Pasen, he says, halacha? Do we Pasen like that? No way. If you're at home and you have not davened Musaf, are you going to say that since in the spink, the davening Musaf, you're going to be potter?
Nope.
No, just because in the spink the davening Musaf doesn't mean that you're going to be potter in davening Musaf. Weiter, next halucha. Rabbi Chia bar Abba Tzali. Are you a spink? I make sure the world is not here.
Spink, there's no such a city. Spinker is the name of the city. Spinker.
I know, but we're not spinkers. We're spinks.
He's like a young,
we're spinks. Weiter.
It's like saying sap. Instead of saying satma.
Mary. Saint Mary.
Rabbi
Chia Baraba, Tzali, Rabbi Davin, Vahoda Tzali, Davin, Davin twice, double Shmona Esrei. Abba, let me say, my time, my Hachi, why do you Davin, double Shmona Esrei? Ile, Mishim, Dolok, Kimin, my Daite, maybe because you have Kavana.
Why did he daven over?
Stam mincha. He daven mincha twice.
Why?
So whatever. That's the question. Exactly the most question. So why daven twice?
Where does it say daven mincha?
We'll see. We don't know. It doesn't matter. He daven a double Shmona Esrei. The Gemara doesn't explain. So you should have daven to begin with. You should not have daven to begin with if you're not able to have kavana. Oh, you know why he davened Shemeshri twice? I forgot to say, Yale v'yavoy. Oh, thank you, Rabbi Tanya. Tavlo, he's going to show us Chodesh. But Arvis, Marv, ain't machas zuna samim nesh yachal arva b'shachris. I can say it, b'shachris.
That's not the reason given why we don't.
I know because there's no bezdin. There's a bezdin that's not convened. Right. And Echanami, but that's how the Gemara here says that. And Echanami, this is very common. The Gemara, they have numerous memory chazal and shulchan aruch.
But that only works. If there's one day, if there's 2 days, it doesn't work.
No, it's not true. We passed
the Tevish Mishabura.
I understand. I'm saying that reason
But yet, but yet, yet,
but yet, but yet.
I love calling myself.
But you understand what the second.
Yes, I know. Okay, I'm plugged.
Okay, but one minute. But I was a machzunus of mishloch lachlo lo shachris. Next, b'shachris, a person forgets the other b'shachris. A machzunus of mishloch lachlo b'musafin. If you forget shachris, do not repeat yalla the shmona esrei because you can say it by musaf. Now look at this. B'musafin.
Even though there's no yalla yavai, but the ikur is. Relates to Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
At the point
that. Let's say you forget to say Yalla Viyav by Musaf. Now, what do you mean? There is no Yalla Viyav by Musaf. You say Rosh Chodesh, there is no Yalla Viyav. So, what does it mean? It means you said Ata Choinin. You get up the you get up Davin Musaf, and you say Ata Choinin, and you climb Al Chayt, Slach Lon, Uyunki Chotharu. So, you forget to say here, you get up the day Musaf, and you forget to say, so guess what? It's a half flavor fellow that says over here. You don't say another Shmona Esrei. If you forget, if you daven the wrong Shmona Esrei for Musaf, you say Ata Choinin instead of saying Rosh Chodashim. That's it. You're done. You don't say daven Musaf. Why? Because you can say Yalev Yavai by Mincha. So therefore, in other words, now it would appear then that if so we assume now that the Shmona Esrei that he repeated was either Shachmus Myrif, Shachmus. Or Musaf. So he said to him, Rebbe, why are you repeating the Shemona Esrei? The halacha is, if you forget to say Yalla V'Yavo, you're okay.
And if he forgets by Milchei, then it's
too late. So that's how I was marked. And we have to assume the case here is where he was not up to Mincha. Amalei, Lav, Idmar, Law. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'tzibur shanu. That's only true when you're davening b'tzibur. If you're davening as b'yachidus, and if you forget to say Yalla v'yavo, you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. And this mashu, even at Ma'arif, he would smash the most seems to say.
Obviously, the tzibur was not with the program.
He's right, exactly.
Most if tzibur the tzibur program, they're down, the guy's bad. In a second, the guy's down. Yalla v'yavo, hey, Yalla v'yavo.
Ata choinein, the davening for Musaf, ata choinein.
By the way, we don't pass him like that. Just because you forget Yalla v'yavo from one tefillah, you can be mashlim. We don't pass him like that.
Right, we pass, you have to repeat from Esra. We don't pass like any of this above.
You always have to repeat him, except
yes,
for Meir.
Correct.
That's for a different reason.
Das. Right, that's what happened over here. That's what it says.
That's never happened.
It says in the Gemara. When we say that lochla, you don't repeat this for Esrei, is if the tzibur, the chazar sashatz, was atochainin. But if.
But we're talking about also.
Yachid. Okay, we don't pass like this, of course. We don't pass. You have to repeat it. The shilchu forgets the yalla of yasses Esrei again. Nachman. Kama yisha bin tfilu tfilu. Nai halacha. A person davens a second Shmona Esrei. Even Yalav Yavah. Notice, you're going to daven out, you forgot to say Yalav Yavah, and you're going to repeat now the Shmona Esrei. So you'd say the second. Anything. Anytime we say twice, Rafuna Babab Chizmach, like this one says, Kadev Shetishoinen Daito Yalav. Loshnav Tchina. You should be able to.
What's the Shiloh? When you have to.
How much, when you daven out two Shmona Esreis back to back, how much time, how much time. Tashlumin, or you've got to say Yalav Yavai, and now you're going to say the Shmona Esrei again. How much time must you delay before you daven Shmona Esrei a second time? So he says Shetischoinen. Shetischoinen means you have to techina. You have to be in the frame of mind where you're able to be mechanic.
That's always the problem with back to back, Shmincha and Marav together. Always a problem.
Zelbazach. Right, that's why. Oh, so you're saying a very good pshat. That's why in some shuls they wait 5 minutes. So even the shuls that do not wait between Mincha and Marav, they don't daven immediately. There's a small delay. The Rav. You able, whatever it means, I don't know what it means. The Chacham one says, I don't know, by me, I can wait the whole day, it's not going to be Shetuchonin Daitoy. The Chacham one says, Kadesh Shetischoilil Olav. What does it mean Shetischoilil? What does it mean Shetischoilil? Rashi, Lashon Chila, yearning. Yearning. So what's the chilik between yearning and supplication? Rashi says, Vihihi. There's really no difference. It's exactly the same amount of time, and it's just a question of nusach, of what does Lashon of the Gemara, he, ela belishna ba'oma pligi. It's just a question of an expression. So weiter, man do amak desha tischoinin daito lov duch sivit bo eschanan al Hashem, or man do amak desha tischoilil daito lov duch siv vayichal Moshem. I'm a rav, tovelo hizke shol yishol v'arvis. What is the halacha? We shall zev mention that this is the halacha. If you do not say Rosh Chodesh by Ma'ariv, and this applies even to halacha lemaisa 2 days Rosh Chodesh. You would say if there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so they were mekadesh the day before. So memela, there's nothing to discuss.
Not necessarily.
Okay, there's a whole big sugya, and it's a whole sugya. So you know, the whole shal of what happens when it comes to a second day Rosh Chodesh. Is the pshat that the bet does nothing? Three opinions in the Gemara.
But regardless, it would be the next. The regardless would be on the second day at that night.
Okay, so there are three opinions in the Gemara. One opinion in the Gemara says they do nothing, and if you do nothing, mevelitz mekudesh. A second opinion says the taka mekadesh it, and another opinion says, I don't remember the third opinion. They do it, I think they did it the day before. Okay, whatever the case is, halacha lemaisa we paskin that if you do not say yalla v'yavoy, you do not repeat the Shemona Esrei both the first day and the second day. Ama meimar mastavra de milsa d'ram b'chodesh molei aval b'chodesh choseh. Let's say it's only 29. This is one day Rosh Chodesh. Then machzirin oisai. Then you must read the Shemona Esrei by night. Yes. We don't pass like this. Why? Because if it's choser, if it's chodesh choser, when do we go say that if it's a chodesh mole, it's 30 days, so then you're not maxi, that's basically meant on day 30. On day 30, you don't repeat the Shemona, because really, it's not Rosh Chodesh. But when it's going to be choser, and there's only going to be one day, Rosh Chodesh, and that day is Vadai, Rosh Chodesh, so the stam of the day has the full Kedusha.
So he doesn't learn that I'm a Kachin, that's why I'm a Kachin Piriya Malayla?
He does, that's what he says.
No, but he says if it's choser, you don't have to repeat it.
Because when it's mole, so then is when Bezin Wataka sit. This is a big machloitz to the Gemara. Big machloitz to the Gemara. What did they do? What did they do exactly when it was mole? So let's. I don't know the details. But let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi how he explains. Bechodesh mole. Look at Rashi. Kishachodesh sha'avar mole oisin rechodesh shtei yomim. Hilchoch yochol la'amar lemachar. Oh, that's alumnus. If you forget to say the first day of Rosh Chodesh, you can say the second day, the Arvish, Shal Mochar.
But that has nothing to do with the night. Just like we said before, if you didn't say by Marv, you say by Shachas. Shachas, you say by Musa. Musa, you say by Mincha. So why should you have to say the second night according to this?
No, because if it's a Chodesh Mole, so when is the real day of, when is the real Rosh Chodesh? The second night. Good. So if you forget to say Yale V'yava by Marv by the first night, no big deal. You're going to end up saying Yale V'yava by Marv by the second night.
But we're ultimately concerned that you should at least mention it once during the holiday, once during Rosh Chodesh.
So do a Shachas by Mincha, by Musa.
Exactly. So what do I care if it's Chaser?
But obviously, we don't pass. I don't know, but we want you lechatchila to say Yale V'yava by Marv. We do want you very much to do so. Here, it's even better than saying it by Shachas. Because if you're going to say it by Shachris, Shachris is not Ma'ariv. Here, if you forget to say it the first night, you're going to be able to do it by a Ma'ariv the next night. If you forget to say it by Ma'ariv, so what was the backup Sara? You're going to say it by Shachris. Excuse me, Shachris is not the same thing as Ma'ariv. If you forget by Shachris, you do it by Musaf. Excuse me, Musaf is not the same thing as a Mu'uvu She'enu Yochol Liskoy.
Look at this.
What? But if you go and you forget it by Ma'ariv, you're going to be able to say it by Ma'ariv the next night. That's what he wanted to suggest. The only time we pay the halacha, that after you get to say yalla v'yavai at night, with samech on the fact that there's not mekadesh b'layla, that's when you mitstarev another svara that you can still make it up by saying it the second night. You'll do a ma'ariv b'layla on Rosh Chodesh. But when it's only one day Rosh Chodesh, or it's one day Rosh Chodesh when you're not going to be able to make it up, then it's not enough to be samech on the side of ein mekadesh b'layla. Rav l'tamei kama. Rav gave time kama. What are you making up in svaras? You're adding new svaras. Rav was klar. Rav says ein bezin yoshin to mekadesh b'layla. Don't go tell me there's another time, and that time is going to be have weight, carry weight when it comes to the shayla. Bezin is not mekadesh b'layla. It makes no difference whether it's a month that's mole, whether it's chaser, 2 days Rosh Chodesh, 1 day Rosh Chodesh. If you forget to say yale v'yavay at night, you don't repeat the Shemona Esrei. Mali chaser, mali mole, e'el lo yishna. Hadron Allah Tfilas Hashachar. What about the Zvindu Allah? Let's say you forget to say Hamelech HaKadosh on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Do you repeat the Shemona Esrei? Even though normally you have a Gansa Gansa Pilpul. Right? You say all those paragraphs.
So let's say
you're not paying attention, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, and you say the first three brachas, and you're not looking in the machzor, and when it comes to Atah Kodesh, the Atah Kodesh is a very long bracha on the Yom Ne'eram, and you just say Atah Kodesh, 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 And then you remember, oh, it's Rosh Hashanah. And then you go say Atavechartanu, we call Ayu Yaitse. He said Ham, he said Akel Hakadosh, and not Hamelech Hakadosh.
Yes, you're not.
So it's a machlekes apayskim.
We don't. We possibly have to go back. That's how proof is Hamelech Hakadosh.
It's not the night of Rosh Hashanah, because then saying Hamelech Hakadosh is equivalent to saying Yalav Yavoi. Because it's how do you know tonight is Rosh Hashanah?
That's what I just said now.
Right.
We Paskin, you have to go over the Shmasa.
Could be right. But it's a very big deal that just like when it comes to Yalev Yavon Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. If you by mistake and say on the night of Rosh Hashanah Hakel HaKadosh and not Hamelech HaKadosh, L'choir, there's a sorrow to say that it's no different than it's not saying Yalev Yavon on the first night. So it's a Shaila. Halacha L'maaseh, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know the answer. But this is a very big tumah. One of the popular topics of conversation when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, if you forget to say, if you theoretically, it's very hard to do so because there is a machzor and a kelakad, the first brach, you have a long brach, you have a sitter. It's not likely
you know
going
what,
to forget.
You know what? You know where the mistake occurs? It starts to make tshuva.
Okay, but then you have to have no choice. Because once already you've entered into the aseres yimei teshuva, you must. Then if you make a mistake, you must read the Shemona Esrei. But the shailas,
why would we Rosh Hashanah any different?
Because it's the first day, Rosh Hashanah, Bezim is Makadesh Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
So just like on Rosh Chodesh, Arvis, if you forget to say Yalev Yavai.
That's why Yalev Yavai, but not when it comes to Melech HaKadosh.
Why is it different?
Because Melech has to do that with Rosh Chodesh. Melech has, that's a din of...
The day, it's the din of the day.
Yom Din, Yom HaDin.
But it's that Seres Yimei Teshuvah. The Bezin is not Mekadesh Belayla. So if you make a mistake, it's no less than not saying Yalev Yavai.
First of all, you do say Yalev Yavai, Rosh Hashanah.
So let's
and say, yet, that doesn't
so
help
you
to
don't.
Say Kel HaKadosh.
So let's say, Taki, you don't. Let's say you mess up, you say the whole world of Shemona Esrei on the night of Rosh Hashanah, including not saying Hamelech HaKadosh. This is a very big really question good. Among the Paiskim. Are you obligated to repeat the Shemona Esrei? Because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. The din of Rosh Hashanah is the ultimate Rosh Chodesh. So just like when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, we have a halacha, Bezin is not Yoshe B'din, it's not Mekadesh, maybe the same halacha applies to this as well. Next. When you daven Maariv, you have to be serious.
Maariv?
Chavid Rosh.
Maariv?
What?
You say Maariv when you daven Maariv?
I'm sorry, any tefillah, I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm saying. Lehispalel, any tefillah has to be mitach Chavid Rosh, has to be with seriousness. Chasidim harishonim, the eshta chasidim, hayushoyim, shachas, umispalim, they would delay 1 hour, umispalim, kidei shechavnu libam lavim, shabashamayim, takes an hour in order to put yourself in the frame of mind to daven.
You gotta wonder who these chasidim harishonim were.
And then they would wait, and when the davening was over, they would wait another hour. And they did it and how long did it take to daven? An hour. So it's 3, 6, 9. And they would spend 9 hours davening every day. When did they have time to learn? Siyat Dishmaya. Vaita.
Well, there was enough hours in the
9 hours.
You have to go to work. You gotta go to work, you gotta go to Bezakisei. You gotta go do carpool. Vaita. Afilu HaMelech Shalom Shlomo Lo Yeshivenu Av Yina. If an individual Melech asks you, is the Shalom Yalad to answer him?
I never understood this Nachash. What about King Cobra? Is the sure going to kill you?
L'chayra, you're
or
right. Well, L'chayra, if it's Pikuach Nefesh, correct. We're talking about a Nachash, it's not Pikuach Nefesh.
I mean, it's not
it's
a,
annoying.
It's not
a sting.
Dangerous.
It's a sting. I'll give you a sting, but it's not Pikuach Nefesh. Mm-hmm. You have to be bucking all the snakes. Meno Hanimile, Harino Koved Roish. Omar, Rebbe Elazar, the one from here, Omar,
she
was bitter. Mimai, Dilmachanish, Dashan, the Havas, Midi, the Liba Tuva. The Gemara Darsh is the Gemara, the Gemara's Nefesh does not mean bitter. If the Gemara brings Koyvid Rush, the Gemara cites the Pasik, Moras Nefesh, they say the Gemara, a person, a Moras Shechoira, he's bitter. Moras Nefesh. When the word moras is used in connection with the word nefesh, it has a different meaning. It means kovid rosh. The nefesh is never bitter. There's no such thing as a person's neshama, a chelik, milukami ma'al, being bitter. When it says moras nefesh, it means the neshama is serious.
Very good. Very good how you explained it.
Dil to have a meril libatuva because she was a very massive children. She was a very very fat.
Therefore,
you're keeping it right. Chana was a moras nefesh because of her matzav. But the average person that's jolly, so therefore he has an obligation to put himself in the frame of mind of a kavod rosh. Elo, oh, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Mihacha, Vani Berif Chastacha. We say this pasuk. This is why we say this pasuk every day when we begin the davening. Vani, as far as I'm concerned, Berif Chastacha, Avoy Veisech. I come into your home. Eshtacha Ve, I bow El Heichal. So this pasuk clearly indicates you come before the Eibushim Mesaknes with Yira. Mimai, Dilma David Shani.
How do you compare Yira Tachna?
So the Gemara ain't a Chanami. The Gemara is Megale to us. And Yira is a sug of COVID Rosh. The Mishnah says the term COVID Rosh. And you're right, the Gemara is telling us there are many dimensions, many colors, flavors, like Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors of COVID Rosh. Of COVID Rosh. And what is that? There is Moras Nefesh and there is Yirasecha. It's a dimension of Kavod Rosh. Mimai, Dilma David Shani, David was unique. Shadahavel, Mitzar, Navshi, Rachmei Tuva. David knew how to daven. Proof of the pudding, he made Tehillim. David, he went, he made Tehillim. What was the Gedulah to make Tehillim? He just carried the Siddur. What was the Gedulah Shimon? What did David do? Vaita.
To me, you can't bring a rhyme from David because maybe.
David was unique. David was special. David was able, David was unique. It was one of a kind. Ella, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mihachav Vishach Lashem Hash Kodesh, Shein the Pasuk, bow down Lashem, Bahadras Kodesh, in the splendor of holiness. Al Tigri Bahadras, Ella Bechadras. Very common drasha. You are allowed, for the purpose of drasha, to exchange the ches and the hay, because there's just a little dot between them. Bechadras, Charodo, Vayechrad Yitzchak Charodo, Gedola Ad Me'odi, so the Pischa Shol Gehenim Oy Pasuch Lefanov. So therefore, Bechadras, whoever told you, whoever told you that you have a right to darshan hadras as chedras mamish ki chodrav yehudu davi mitzayin nafshe v'had mitzalei. It means hadras. He was mitzayin hadar means beautify himself. V'had nafshe, in other words, that the word hadras chodor. Like this is Farsha, Zekei Livyan Veyu. I will beautify him. Then the Hadras means
how do you know that you could,
right,
you could
Hedras.
Yeah.
Maybe when it says Behedra, Behadras, it means Hodor.
Right.
Beautify. Mitzayin Navshe means put yourself in a state of perfection. Tziun, Mitzayin in this context means, what does Rashi say? Mikashet Atzmai Bivgodav. He wore beautiful clothing when he davened to Hashem. Maybe that's what it means. Behadamat say, Elo, Amar Abitur, strike three. We're already 0-3. Ella, Amar Rabbi Lachman, he said, "Bracham, Ibs was Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'rada." Ah, it says over here, "Gilu b'yira, b'yira, and rejoice with trepidation." My v'gilu b'rada, Amar Rabbi Adam, Amar Masna, Amar Rabbi b'makom Gila, Gila is Tfila. In the place of Gila, what's Gila? Gila, Rina, Ditzel, Chedva. There's being in the presence of Hashem, there is no greater expression of Gila other than Tfila when you're Hashem's presence. And in that matzah, this should be Ra'ada. Sham Tehe Ra'ada. This, the Makar, by the way, Yishakal. When Yishakal is Halach, is Rina, you come close to Hashem, and then you sense the Yira, you back off. You go close, you back off. Shuckling, yeah,
that's
one of the reasons.
Malachim, that's the reason why.
It's another makar. That's all your entire body. That's another call atzmo sai tormarna micha moicha. All of my bones. All you have to shuckle all your whole body. But there's another makar. It's gila b'ra'ada. When you gila is rejoice, you come close, and then you sense the fear of the Eibushta, and you back off.
Did you see that?
It's very popular drasha. I can't tell you chapter and verse, but it's a very popular drasha. Mm-hmm. The malachim also rotzoy v'shoyv. The malachim are rotzoy v'shoyv. They go up and they go down, shuckling. Abaye have you also come to the rabbi chazan to have a couple of nachtuva. So he's in a very good mood. Omar, why are you in such a mood when you daven in the Shemona Esrei? Bardach was laughing. He was
like a batchen.
He was a very frilich when he was davening. Omar, what are you doing? You're to go to Muru. Omar Megillah Beradak Siv. Omar Leanu Atfilin Menachna. I'm wearing. So what does that mean? What was the answer? Rashi says, Veheim Eidus She Mem Shelas Koidi Umishar Soy Olai. So what he's saying is, he making the posh round the Gemara is, he making a mistake. The fact that I'm wearing tefillin is a gilui that I'm really afraid. Just because to the naked eye it appears that I'm in a state of gila, the fact that I'm wearing tefillin is a revelation that I'm really in a matzav of trepidation. Vaita, that's what it says. Why are you so happy? It's you lose nothing through sadness. Whenever in doubt, be sad. You'll always get money, so you'll always gain. You'll always profit. I know it's a state of sadness.
We know in the Svarva says just the opposite.
This positive, okay, I don't know what the answer is. You know you're right.
Tzarech
beer. Tzarech
beer.
Etzev means a state of it means literally,
Etzev means depression.
Literally, it means sadness, but it's not what it means here, obviously. It means seriousness, seriousness. In this context means seriousness, this gain. You'll never lose out if you're serious. So therefore, Ksiv, Amalei, Ana, Tefillin, Menachna, same answer. Mar, Breda, Ravina, Avad, Chilulu, Lebrei. Menachasna, he was making his marriage of his son. Chazadu, Rabbanu, Havi, Kom, Bot, Chay, Tuv, they were very happy, the Freilach. They were doing Kizatskas, by the Chasna. Too much. I say, Kossus, what did he do? This to Makar, he took a Koss, the Mikro, an expensive cup, Bas Arba, Mea, Zuzay. Fortune, 400 zuzin, a fortune of money. Usavar Kamani shouted, the atzibu, and it was sad. They shouted. The mukar, while we break the glass under the chuppah, im esh tidbak tiki lishani im loyal es lishlaim. We break also the cheres by the tunoyim. Okay, so there are many reasons. There are many reasons for this. One of the reasons, among the many reasons, is because of this maimah chazal, this gemara. You do something to put people in the right frame of mind. When a person sees, hears a sound of glass shattered, you get scared. What happened over here? Something shattered. The male, your heart, you're a shakal. And that's what it says. Even though it's a chasna, you're very happy. Rabbi Yisai, you have to remember this is Eivishta. Vaita. Rav Ashi Avad, Hilul Lebrei, Rav Ashi Ben Chasim Son, the Chazan Alaron, the Kohan, the Medech Yituvi, Aisi Kosa, Dizugisa, Chivart, white glass. White glass was very expensive. Tam Chazal, Usvar Kamal, Vi Atsiv, they were said. Amr Lea, Amr Lea, Amr Lea, he took white glass and he shattered it.
Where's the shatter
from? The Tavru. Chazinu, the Zuga.
No, Rashi explains that on the previous glass it was white.
I know.
Here it doesn't say.
No,
the
Sovar. No,
this Sovar.
Before it says it was just
the Sovar Kamayu. The Sovar Kamayu.
The Zugisa Chivarta Usavar. Usavar means he shattered in their presence.
Kamayu.
Kamayu. He broke it. Vi atziv, they were said. Amulei Rabbanu Rav Hamuna Zute, Rav Huna Zute. It was Rav Huna the Gadol and the minor, Rav Huna the small one. Mihilula Demar Berei Ravina at the wedding of the son of Ravina. Lishrei Lon Mar Nu Zog Nigun, sing a nigun for us. Amulei Rav Gvaldig Nigun. The nigun is Vaylon de Misnan, Vaylon de Misnan. He gave a eulogy. Woe to us, we're gonna die. Woe to us, we're all going to die.
This was at Ravina's son's wedding?
That's what he sang by the wedding. That was the equivalent of, oh, Yishama. He sang, Vaylon, we're all going to die. Why? Amalei, Anan, Mai.
By the way, what you said, but the minute that we break a glass on, Taisu says that.
This is the Makar, one of the Makaras. Yeah. There are many Makaras, this is one of them. Well, here breaks glass, and you break also another, an expensive utensil. Right. Amalei, Anan, Mai, Nane, Basrach. What should the refrain? If you're saying, when you sing a song like this week's parasha, Oz Yashir Moshe, and you're supposed to respond, Oh Shir Lashem Kigo Oigo, Oh Susrach Voidam Avayam, that's the response. So if this is your calling, Vaylon de Misan, Vaylon de Misan, in this beautiful song that's so delicious to the heart, what are we supposed to respond? What is the refrain? And the answer, Amulei, Hey Torah, Hey Mitzvahs, De Magnu Alan. Where are the Torah? Where are the Mitzvahs? We're at a Chasna. We're wasting our time here at the Chasna. Better go learn the Daf. Why are you coming to the Chasna and wasting all this time and spending all this money? The money should go to Tzedakah for Mitzvahs and the time which should be spent better learning. That's what you should be responding when I say, Vaylon de Misan, Vaylon de Misan. So waste the time. Rashmi. Whenever you say Rashmi, give a shakal. Also, Adam Shiyamale Sechay Piv Ba'olam Azeh. In this world, you're not allowed to be happy. You're not allowed to be happy.
That's not what it means.
Yimale, too much.
Too much. Too much.
Yimale, mole, mole. The shleimus of joking. Schoik pinu b'olam hazeh shnema. Us, then in the future, timole schoik pinu. Our mouths will have rina. We'll be filled with schoik. We'll shneinu rina, and our lips with song. This year is tof shin pei. Timole schoik pinu. Okay, this is the year of this staff. Timole Sechoik Pinu. A Labadish will upset us all.
But it's Yimale.
No, Timole. Oz Timole Pasik. Oz Yimole. It's Yimole. You can say both ways.
Yeah,
look it up in the dictionary. You can say both ways. Timole Sechoik Pinu. Ule Shinurina. A Mosai Bizman. When will this happen? Sheyoimu Vagoy Mihigdil Hashem Lasso Sebela. When will there be Yimole Sechoik Pinu? What? What? Public schools. When will the time come when our mouths will be mole? When the goyim will say about Klal Yisrael, look at the Jewish people. Higdil Hashem lasis emela. Abu lav al rishlok yeshiyam rishamiv lo milim moshe milay schaik pebel mazeh michi shama Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. When Rabbi Shlok is heard this halacha from Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlok is never cracked a smile. Vaita tana banan enam did from that on PowerPoint, but it's mash from before that point in time he did. Vaita tana banan enam did this halal mitzvah did. Loy mitoyach din. In other words, that if you're in the middle of a din, if you're in the middle of, you're in the middle of a die, you're a dying.
You're thinking about the pros and the
exactly. And now they okay. Let's break from the impeachment trial. Let's now go and let's go down mincha. There's no mincha when you're yosher b'din. You're part from davening because you can't. You can't concentrate.
Now let's sit down in a certain time before.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess you have to work it out. But if you're in the middle of deliberations and you're not allowed to go and daven because you're not going to have kavana. Blame tochet dvar halacha. Likewise, dvar halacha here means a pilpul. Dvar halacha the gemara medrash halacha. Medrash halacha means pilpul, means all the very deep intricate halachas of the drashas of the rabbanon. Elim tochet halacha psuka clarkite. That's when you can daven. That's one of the reasons why we say not only because of Agada. Why when the people they learn, they all before they say Kash Da Mincha, they say Rabbi Chanina ben Akashia. Ein Rotsa Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael Lefikach Himulchem Tavim Mitzvah Shnei Hashem Chavis Matzki Yadir Yadir. So why do you say that? You know why you say that? To be Mekayim this Maim Chazal Halacha Psuka Ein Oimdim Lehispalel Elol Mitzvah Halacha Psuka Heichi Dami Halacha Psuka Amabai Kichod Amizev Dami Amizev Bnei Yisrael Hechmir Atzman. This is an example of Halacha Psuka. Why do we have to say this? It's not Snias. Shafil Rois Tipas Dam Kechardel Yoshvois.
What is he saying on Rabbi Gadram Zaid?
Yoshvois Alecha Shiva Nikim. Okay, that's an example of Halacha Pisuka.
Let's give you an example.
Halacha Pisuka is
literally the Halacha precedes it? No, Halacha Pisuka means it's said. There's no argument. There's nothing to discuss. There's no svar. There's no argument. It's klar. That's another example. Amar bichananya ben Akasha rotsa hakadosh baruch hu lezakos es Yisrael lefigach hevul chamtar mitzvahs shenema hashem chavitz man sidur yaduvya. You can argue that? Are you going to argue with that? If I go and I say Rabbi Sai, we're going to go daven. But before we daven, what?
We need one punchline before.
Something that's klar. That no one's going to argue with. If I'm going to go say, okay, we have a marav now. So let's be misal with Dvar Halacha. Dvar Halacha, Shkia is sunset.
Boom.
Oh, really? Shkia sunset? Oh, World War III will break out. Excuse me, sunset? Where'd you get that from? And if it's not sunset, then what is it? You give me 50 opinions. You gotta say something, there's no room to wiggle.
You don't, women, you don't argue with women. Women, when they say something, this is the Musa Haskell. A woman says something, don't even try. The machmel atzman, I feel it is tibus kam gichardol. That's it. There nida shemelikiyim. That's it. When you will understand why pizza is round and it's cut into triangles and put in a square box, you will first begin to understand the way women think. Vaita. Rav Amar. Rav Amar. Yod Rav Hoshaya. Debra Roshaya. Ma'arim Adam al Tivu Osa Machnisim Moshe. Another halacha. A person is allowed to be marm, is a subterfuge.
He's giving an example of halacha.
Another halacha psuka. Marm, a subterfuge.
Loophole.
A subterfuge. Loophole, a legal loophole.
Okay.
Outsmart the halacha. What does that mean? Marim?
Wise guy.
Adam al Tivu Osa Machnisim Moshe. Bring it into your home while it's still the chaff. Motz, do not separate the chaff from the kernel.
But then you're
ready to take off. Kidei, so that way, it's still not yet. I'm sorry. In other words, it's not chayv and meiser. It's only chayv and meiser only when you is separate. You do all the processing, so it's not yet been processed. So what is the advantage? You're allowed. There's no chayv meiser, and if there's no chayv meiser, you're allowed achilas aray. Achilas aray is water. Animals is always achilas aray. An adam is an achilas akeva. So an adam is not allowed midrabanan to eat until he gives meiser, even though you don't think of the mites. Because it's called achilas keva. But an animal is achilas aray. So since over here you deny
so
you
marim, so what's the avl marim? What's the
it's not, it's no, it's the not. It, so no, it's not. No, it's not. No.
Yes, Chazal
tell us that it's
if
not.
You're allowed, you're allowed. Why is
you know it's not an avera. Adrabba, they were instructed to do this for a very simple reason. If a person has v'shalom is nichshon and is not ma'afin shuvah semaisrais, he's chayv misam de shemayim.
Truma,
Truma. Truma, right, Truma.
He said Truma's
Meiser. Okay. Truma, Truma's Meiser. So here, if you're going to take off in the window.
It's like only Truma Meiser.
This is how Rama works for Truma. Is how Rama works for Truma?
Yes, for everything. Everything, the grain, the part of everything. There's no Chidaraisa until you do all the processing. So if you were to do all the processing, you're Chayim Mideraisa, Mimafish Truma, and Mimafish Truma's Meiser.
Why does he only bring that Meiser?
What?
Why does he only bring that Meiser?
Meiser? Why not Meiser?
Why not Truma?
What is over here? Rabbi, Kichod Rav Hashem, Dem Rav Hashem, Maradal Tuvah, so Machnisa B'Mishallah, Kishnei Behemta, or Chalas B'Tum B'Na Meiser. Why did it say Meiser, not say Truma? I don't know the answer. I don't know. Is the Rashi going to be my Meiser? But I'll tell you, the very important halacha. They were told in time of Chazal to do this. Because if a person chas v'shalom is chayiv midoraisa v'mafesh truma does not do so, he's chayiv misa midei shemayim. So Chazal saw not everyone is so medactic. So they did not want people to chas v'shalom be nichshol. So they figured you should be machnis it to your home in a way where you're not chayiv midoraisa. So just in case you forget to be mafesh truma semaisrais, you should not be chayiv misa midei shemayim. In the olden days, they were not concerned because they were very careful. But now he became lax.
One second, but he still has to take off.
Yes, of course.
Midrabanan or Midraisa?
Midrabanan. Midraisa,
he's already exempt?
No, he was never chayiv. He was never chayiv.
I'm sorry.
No. You let blood. You take the blood for bloodletting. The blood is mahana. If you have enough of the blood, you have mila.
Rabbana. It would be sad to think that dam, there's no mila by dam.
Why not? There's no mila. It's halach psuk. Everyone agrees it's halach. It's halach psuk. It's kodesh. It's kodesh. Rabbanan avdi. Rabbanan avdi mastitzan. The Gemara. Rabbanan did like the Mishnah. What was the Mishnah? The Mishnah was the Noshim, the halacha of Hilam al Psuka, of Rabbi, what was the Mishnah? Binos. Hamak is Dam. Rabban Avdi Kimas Nisan. When they would say halacha Psuka, what was the exam?
There's
the
no
Mishnah?
Me'ila and Dam that's going to go for Zrika.
What?
Any Dam that's going for Zrika, there's no Me'ila.
Right, because that's the Mitzvah side. Nasim,
over but here, but the dam that's part, it's not going, there is me'ila.
There is me'ila. Rabban Avdi Kimas Nisan. What does that mean? They did like the Mishnah. What is the Mishnah? What do you mean the Mishnah? When they want to give a halacha pesuka, they read the halacha of the Mishnah, which was, what's the Mishnah?
Kavod Reish.
What?
Kavod Reish.
Kavod Reish? What do you mean Kavod Reish? Avdi Kibraisa. It's like the Braisa. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? What does
one
it mean?
One is Kavod Reish and one is halacha pesuka.
Ein oimdim, oh, okay, that's what it means. So Rabban Avdi Kimas Nisan, ein oimdim lehispalel ela mitoich kovid roish. Okay, seriousness. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, ein oimdim lehispalel ela mitoich kovid roish. They follow, you have two different halachas. Ein oimdim lehispalel mitoich kovid roish. And then the Braisa said, ein oimdim lehispalel ela mitoich halacha pesuka. So therefore, there's a whole different frame of mind. It's a frame of mind. If you hold mitoch halacha pesuka, you do not need to be b'kovid roish. You need to be mitoch. It's a different type of frame of mind. Halacha pesuka. So the rabbanim did like the Mishnah. When before they daven, they put themselves in a frame of mind of kovid roish. And Rav Ashi Avid Kibraisa, before he would daven, he would put himself in the frame of mind of Torah vayta. Tarabanon inam dimel esval lo mitoch. That's what sadness. Lo mitoch atzlos laziness. Lo mitoch sechayk laughter. V'lemitach sicha, talking. V'lemitach kalus reish, lightheadedness. V'lemitach dramatelim, narishkeit. Elemitach simcha shal mitzvah, anaya din. We learned before the Mishnah, kovid reish. We learned before the halacha of halacha pesuka. Now we have anaya din of simcha shal mitzvah. V'chein lo yipadadam b'mechavim. When you leave your friendly, lo yimitach sicha, v'lemitach
chayk. Which mitzvah are we talking about? Halacha
pesuka? Any mitzvah. Any mitzvah.
Why did the mitzvah of davening to Hashem?
No, who says the first? No.
Yeah, we're talking about davening.
No, but when you go into davening.
But why wouldn't that be?
When you enter, you tell
Simcha Shel Mitzvah.
Because davening is different.
Because you're putting you in a good mood before already.
Correct.
Okay.
You have to be, when that's, you come to davening.
That's right, we come right from the davening.
You have to be in a frame of mind. In a frame of mind to daven. There are three different halachas so far, the different types of frame of mind. One is Kovid Roish. Number two is halacha pesuka. Number three is simcha shel mitzvah. This puts you in a frame of mind where you'll be able to be responsible to the Eibushim. V'chein lo yipat adam mitochaver, lo mitoch sicha, lo mitoch schoik, lo mitoch alas reish, lo mitoch dvar metelim, lo mitoch dvar halacha. When nu anayadin, when you depart from your friend, when you say goodbye, see you later, buddy.
You mean for a very long time?
It doesn't say 30 days, Mustama. Maybe less. I don't know. It doesn't say what the Zman is. When you say goodbye to your chaver, amigos, how do you say? You gotta say, how do you know this?
Why don't you bring it right from Yaakov, Avinu, and Yosef?
Yaakov, Avinu, al tigz
ruba derech. No, the Egla Rufa.
No, Egla Rufa.
That's when he arrived. That's when he arrived. That's when he arrived.
He returned.
By Egla
Rufa.
Yeah, when he arrived. By Yaris Wagolos.
When he left, before he departed him.
When he departed.
It doesn't mean the very last thing. It doesn't mean the last thing that that's what they said goodbye to.
Yeah,
and also,
of course, check on the brothers. And then
of course,
he didn't think he was going goodbye. He never thought.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
He never thought they're going to not see each other. It was a short stay.
What's the riot? That's because
the look at Rashi for this. Rashi explains the vim.
There's no Rashi.
What's it on the side over here?
So how do you understand this?
Ois base. Look at Ois base.
They end off on a positive note. But how do you see?
You go look. The shesimu divrei b'divrei shevach. All of the divrei neviim are conclude. Every sefer Micha, we just learned Micha. At the end of Micha, the mamas they close this chazal. They learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave Musar. He gave Musar the whole Chumash Devarim Shar Musar. And what's the end? The end is v'zayis habracha. Asher berach Moshe es b'nei Yisrael. All of the Vim took a cue from Moshe Rabbeinu, even though when he spoke his last will in Chumash Devarim, it was Musar, but the very end was Divrei Nechama, Divrei Tachanunim. Likewise, all of the Nevi'im, they all conclude the last psukim of every Sefer Navi is words of of Shevach v'sachnunim. And the word is using that as an example. There's a certain happiness and a certain clarity that comes with those words. And that is what you need to end off. You need to, when you depart from your friend, it has to be Ela Dvar Halacha. Dvar Halacha is...
But what's the, how is it comparable to what... Here is it, you're ending off on a positive note.
They're departing. So they're departing.
So the Gemara is teaching us that Dvar Halacha
is clear. A Dvar Halacha, you ask a very good question. I'm trying to figure out with you. I'm trying to think, I'm saying as I'm speaking to you. The fact that Gemara compares
there's
the
no
two sleikus. Together... Oh,
he's
very good.
You know,
it's on a high. You're on a high. There's a certain clarity. The chain tani mari ba barberei drav kudu barberei drav yumi kibar baba. I put on the mechaber elam toch dvar halacha. Shemitoch kach zoychreu. Oh, so here maybe now we've added another piece of the puzzle. Because when you say dvar halacha, oh, you'll always remember what you learned from this person. I'll always remember the things that you taught me. You tell me such a murder gezachen. So every time I think of you, I think about you. So when you tell a person dvar halacha, you'll always, that's a way to remember. Likewise, now we can understand the Nevi'im. Being that the Nevi'im, they ended off with such beautiful words of praise, Shevach, Zachanunim, will always remember the Navi. That's the Chalik Baruch was saying. The common denominator.
Except for a few Nevi'im, like Yirmiyahu Navi, he ends off Eichel with something.
No, but in the Sefer itself, Hashiveinu.
No, but look at Toysvis, says that there's a few exceptions.
Toysvis?
He brings a Yushalmi, Chosmi Yirmiyahu.
Makshav Yushalmi, Chosmi Yirmiyahu, Vagsiv, Ki, Maki, Mos, Tam, Senu.
That's the end of Eichel.
We repeat it. You're right. We repeat it, but it's not the last word. You're right, very good. We talk and repeat it, but the Yirmiyahu did not repeat it. Correct. There was an exception. Very good. Next, Ki Chodrav Kahana, Alviyel Rav Sibar Ashim, Yikunara, Abayt, since to see.
What does that mean?
He accompanied him. He accompanied him from the Pumnarima place. Adbeitz and Yosef the Bavel until the place of never place of Bavel. Kibatul Hasan. He accompanied him. He went to walk with him. Yosef Amalei Mar Vadai the Amri Inshi. Ah, it is certain this that people say the common saying. Hanei Sin Yosef the Bavel. This Sin Yosef the Bavel Isanu Me Adam Harishon Narashta. These beautiful trees were planted. They existed in the time of Adam Harishon. It's not new. Amalei. So he said back to him. Ah. It kartan milsa, you reminded me. Rav Yosi, Rav Yechanina, the Rav Yisrael, Rav Yechanina, mind the same Eretz Hashem Olam Ba'ish. For Yashav, Adam Sham, it says in this pasuk in the land, this pasuk where is the place in Yirmiyah? In Yirmiyah, it's going to be Yamra Yashem Amalei Asam Yeretz Yisrael Amalei Chasam Amin Ba'Eretz Shavravava. Hashem took us in the desert, in a place where man never went before. Okay? No one ever dared to travel in the desert. Who would ever go there? You couldn't survive a day. And yet Hashem took us in the desert and we survived miraculously. And the way Yirmiyahu describes the desert as the land Asher lo yavo bo Adam v'lo yashav Allah Asher lo yavo bo Adam v'lo yashav Adam sham. In fact, the Gemara is repetitious. Kibiachar d'lo yavar heyach yashav. Of course, it's repetitious. Once it says no person ever passed, so of course no one ever sat there. So what it means is a drush. Eretz shegozar alecha adam harishayin liyishav nishyashva. Chol eretz shaloi gozar alecha adam harishayin liyishav loy nishyashva. Hashem showed adam harishayin the ganze welt. And adam was gozar. I want this place to be America. I want this place to be Brooklyn. I want this place to be Lakewood. I want this place to be China. Adam HaRishon, the only reason why there are people walking around in China is because Adam HaRishon saw it and he was going there it should be. Saudi Arabia, Adam saw Saudi Arabia and he says,
things changed during the Mabul also.
Who says? I don't know. So therefore, that's what the pasuk over here means. Therefore, he said over here, he accompanied him, and he said, look at these beautiful trees. These beautiful trees existed from the time of Adam HaRishon. Oh, once you said that, you reminded me of another halacha, and that is Adam HaRishon. Anything that he was gozer should be established was established. Whatever he did not gozer was not established. Next Chazal, Rav Mordechai, Alviyel Rav Siva Bar Ashi Mehagroinio Viar Beikim. Then he accompanied him. The Amr Le Some say Abe Dura.
And the Gemara ends there.
It ends there.
So what do you
say? So good Kasha Rashi. No Rashi. What's the point of saying this over here? And the Gemara is coming to teach you over here. To come to teach you, there's a din of Levaya. There's a mitzvah once a mitzvah levaya.
Amiri says shekol shleim is damen lehem. The par mitoch dvar alocha in kpeda vle mitzvahs chachamim bedover. Ki kavanas habrais lemish im yigalgul zem zem inyan leinyan anchi is damenized dvar alocha dover no. Im lo yipad mechaver b'divrei shevach musar bilvad. There's a whole discussion.
I think what it means over here is telling us to shear. The Gemara is telling us over what is the Shevel Levaya, how much you have to accompany a person. Dal Ramis, 100 feet, a football field. What is the Shi'ur that you have an obligation to be beloved person? The Gemara is telling me, this is the Shi'ur. Go on a map, Google Maps will tell you exactly the space between these two places, and you'll now know the Shi'ur of how much you have to accompany a person. Daya Gemara.
Dal Ramis.
Tarabonin. Hamispalil tzach shechavin eslima lasha mayim. What do you have? I have lashami. What do you have in your Gemara?
Lashamayim.
I'm missing a man in my Gemara. Abba sholamir simul davar. Tachim libam. Prepare their hearts. Takshiv oznecha hearken. Your ears.
Im tachim libam. Elecha Hashem oz tishma oznecha es tefilosom.
Prepare your hearts and your ears shall hear. To teach you, so you sing a drasha.
If you prepare your heart to Hashem, then your tefillah will be.
Then your ears will
then
hear.
Hashem will hear your
ears. Hashem will hear your ears. If you prepare your heart, Hashem will hear you. I don't know you. I'm kachayim negosh shalom bekiva. Kishoyim bespalim matzibuchiyim by mekatzim the other minitvach tzibur. He was the shlech tzibur. He davened a very fair shmona esrei. Why? They're waiting for him. Well, even if he was a rabbi, he was the rabbi. They're waiting. They'll be down very quickly.
So that means he was like always the first one to finish one esrei, Rabbi Kiva?
Yeah, I guess so, because he don't want tikkun de tzibura.
But today you don't see that.
Today it depends. Shmona esrei, it depends. Vaita.
By the way,
what is this? Vaita chassidim.
Years ago, when we went to see, we had a Lubavitcher, how do you call it, a child. His father insisted we should go and see how they bake matzahs. We dined with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. I think he was the first one to finish Menestre.
Unbelievable.
I remember,
he was an Eloi. He came right from Eloyim. They said, Rabbi Chaim Brisk, he finished his Menestre so fast. They said to him, Rebbe, it's a design for the tzibur that the Rav should finish Menestre so fast. Maybe, no. So he said, what can I do? I go very fast. So, yeah. We finished. I think
Bells the Rav used to down very quickly.
Okay. So he said, "But Rebbe, it's a bazaar. You're the Rav, and you finish mamish. It's Guinness Book of World Records." So he said, "Rebbe, maybe before you take your steps back, just pause and think of dvar halacha before you take your steps back." I already do that. Vita.
With whom was this?
I think the Brisker Rav.
He used to down very fast.
Yeah. Vita Adam. The halach is, you don't have a rav, 7 minutes rule. In yeshivas, it takes 7 minutes to daven Shmona Esrei.
That's
the rule. That's the rule of thumb. It's a universal. Shabbat Farish. What? In shuls, but in the yeshiva, the Olam HaTorah, there's a rule, an unwritten rule, that Shmona Esrei takes 7 minutes.
That's a nice long
and if you don't have, if you have a Rosh Hashiva, you follow the Rosh Hashiva. If you have a Rosh Hashiva, 7 minutes. In a regular shul, over here, probably 5 minutes. In a regular shul, what do you run a regular shul? At 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Some shuls, they have 6 minutes, 5 minutes, four. Some shuls, 2.5.
Yeah.
Vaita. Adam manicha b'zavus. A person leaves in this zavus and he finds Rabbi Kiva. He would daven. How can you do that? You're not allowed to move. You see from this over here that a person, if he's oisik in kavana and it caused him to jump around, it's nothing is wrong. They will leave in this corner. It was a very long davening. He's such a slavus.
Because he kneeled and
such a slavus. He would move around during the Shemona Esrei. It was like a chassid. The early chassid did somersaults. The early Hasidim, the Baal Shem Tov's time.
No, he doesn't say somersaults. From bowing and kneeling,
he moved around a lot.
The summer, the winter, the winter.
They moved around a lot. The Korach Lama, why were there so many moving movements? So many bowings. But he only bowed down in regular form, so it's not so clear what this means. But he bowed down a lot, and that caused him to move a lot. Right.
Also, Tosis, his
Moira, Tosis
talks about it.
Yeah.
What
does
he
say?
I don't know.
Okay. Amar b'chibar rabba. Widows. Shnemar Daniel v'chavin pesichin lei. I prepared. He prepared 12 windows to Shemayim. Yachal is followed by the entire day. Kvama Furish Ali Day Doniel, the Zimin to Lost. 3 times a day is enough. Yachal Mishabola Lagoila Huchala Lahuchala Kivala Kivar Huchala. Once we came to Golos, there's no need to David, no more done. No, Kvar Nemar Di Hava Ovid Min Kadmas Tino, like I used to do back in the olden days. Don't make a mistake and think that in Golos you don't need to daven 3 times a day. Daniel was in jail in Nebuchadnezzar, but Nebuchadnezzar, and there he davened 3 times a day like he did in the previous times in Yerushalayim. Yachal Yitzpalo Adam L'chol Ruch Shei Yitzdav in any direction. Tamu Lemar Neged Yirmiya. Daniel David, the Pasuk says in Daniel Neged Yerushalayim. Yachal Yehi Koylam Bevasachas. Then you should daven
all three tefillos.
All three in one shot. All three in one shot. Kvar before Shai Nidav, it says, Ere Vavoykev Mitzorayim, 3 times a day.
Yochel Yash. Why would I have such a half minute?
Why?
The others and the Karbonos. So on which point do we shita?
But in Golos, since it's not the real deal anymore, okay. So just
why,
a token.
Why is that the real? Why?
It's because no Beis HaMikdash.
Why would I have such a half minute?
That's the most half minute. That's
yeah,
also
why
a token.
That,
I don't know. Yochel Yash Mikol, you should raise your voice. Kvar before Shai Nidav, Alchano Shnemar Vekulo Yishomeh. A person should say Shema Koleinu first. Start with Shema Koleinu. And then, no, in the Shemone Esrei, say that brachas. And then say Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. Kvar Mefarsh Ayidei Shlomo Shnemar L'Shmoya El Rino V'El Atfila. Rino Zot Tfila. That's the first. That's the first three blessings. And then comes Tfila Zabakasha. Ein Oimer Dvar Bakasha. Then next. Next Aloch. Ein Oimer Dvar Bakasha. Achar emes v'yatziv. You do not say a dvar bakasha achar emes v'yatziv. After emes v'yatziv, meaning
there's no bakasha until Shemoneh Esrei anyway.
No, there is. No. He's saying over here. Achar emes v'yatziv is what? Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. Now, what do you do now? Now is what's called tefillah. Tefillah. What's tefillah? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avosid Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Gevura and Atah Kadosh.
There's a half minute since this divrei rina.
No, it's the word's answer. L'shmoya el harina v'al tefila. Rina, you listen to the rina after there was tefila. Rina zo tefila. Rina zo tefila. Tefila zo bakasha. So the pasuk over here says l'shmoya. The order is l'shmoya el harina v'el tefila. Rina is the first three blessings. Tefila are the yud gimel the 13 bakashas. And the order is first comes the first three blessings, then comes the bakashas. Ein oimer dvar bakasha achar emes v'yasef. Meaning
since Kriyishma and the Birchaseh are divrei rina, so there'd be a habit to think that you could now ask for bakasha.
No. After emes v'yasef, go al Yisrael. Right. You have to first say the third shibos, then you say the third shibos. Avlacha tefila. After you say the tefila, afilu kisei devidu shal yom kippurim. You can do after once you're ready. You daven the tefillah, you daven the Shemoneh Esrei, or you daven ready the first three blessings. You can say in the Shemoneh Esrei whatever you want, no limitations. In my name, I'm Rabbi Bar Amishi. I'm Rav. I feel b'shamu ashol 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 b'tzrochah b'shmei tefillah. In ba lemer achar tefillah. So after davening is over, I feel the Shemoneh Esrei. There's no limit when you can daven after you finish Shemoneh Esrei before you say Yilei Ratzon. I'm Rav. Give rosa ikol le'mishma mi mahani kway. The Chana. We call it so many beautiful lessons of the Chana. Chana, even the Beis Aliba, Mikan, Misal, Shosh, Shosh, Chana, Liba, Yachav, Kavana. She says, Mida Aliba. Rak, Shosh, Chana, Yachav, Mikan, Lispal, Shosh, Yachav, Misal, Yachav, 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 articulate the words. Yachav, is to just chop up the words. Articulate the words. The koyle lo yishomeya mikan shasa like be a koyle bitvilasa v'yachshar lo leil lishikoyra. Mikan sheshikor, someone who's intoxicated, also lispalel. Vayomer elecha eliad mosai tishtakon. How long will you be intoxicated? Amar b'losa mikan l'roy bechaveroy. And you see davar that is not proper. Davar shayda hagud zach lachliyam yimusar. Matan chana v'tem loy aduli. Amar ula v'tem rabbi yosef b'chanina. Amar la amar loy odoy na'atam d'vazei. Make a big mistake. What does it mean? Some say, "Hachi amala loy odinata." V'lav ikashkina v'ruach hakodesh kabach she dantani l'kav chayva. Okay, tomorrow 8:25 on the dot.